K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. I'm coming to you, of course, from Kansas City, Missouri on this Thursday, the 15th of February, 2024. Before I get into the postcast, I will be remiss if I didn't mention thoughts and prayers. This has been unfortunately, this has been the norm all too well in this country, as after the Chiefs parade, I was at work, of course, but after Chiefs parade, a terrible situation went down, as far as I know this morning, as I'm recording this prior to me going in to work here on this Thursday, there are two people lost their lives yesterday, and multiple people were hurt as well. Yeah, it was very, very, very sad, scary, frightening situation there. And a day, obviously, here in KC, where the Mahomes and company winning their third championship in 4 years, a day of celebration, a day of having fun, a nice day in KC, nice sunny day to be exact. Less wind, unlike so far this morning, but yeah, and turn it into a nightmare. Pretty much put it like that. So, yeah, this has been all too common in this country. And when are people going to wake up? So I'm gonna leave it there. But we need to be thoughts, prayers to everybody that was unfortunately involved in the situation, in a KC tragedy. After the rally was over, just moments later, gunshots were fired near Union Station. Oh my goodness. And I know a friend of mine was texting me back and forth yesterday saying that their parents and kids, they got separated and all this other stuff. And it's just mind-blowing, absolutely scary, heart-pounding, heartbreaking situation there, and especially on Valentine's, it's everything, all that, and then you hear this, and you see it, and it's very close to where you work at. Not fun. It's a very, very sad, scary situation. So we need to be thinking about all people involved in that, and of course, I believe the chief deputy say it's still of course it's an active investigation. It needs to be. Still trying to find out or figure out what happened there. But yeah, this has been all too well when it comes to big events like this. Sad. I'm sad to say it like that, but I'm just like I say, on all sports podcasts I've been on, keep it real, right? This has been all too far well on what's going on in the United States today. So prayers, thoughts and prayers to all involved, and yes, we need to be thinking about those at this moment in time. So okay, so there's no way to better transition from that. We got to go to more sad news on the K-State women's basketball front last night. I was even aware this got lost in a shuffle, as it should, but K-State, double overtime loss on the road against Iowa State. You knew that Iowa State was going to be a hard matchup for the Cats. K-State rallied again from 13 down last night to force the overtime there, and the return of Yoki, but it was not enough there. Iowa State knocks off K-State in double overtime, 96-93. K-State, five players, double digits last night. Ayoka Lee was monstrous last night, and even though the Cats now lost for the last, seven games, 20 points, 7 blocks, 6 rebounds. How about Serena Sundell? Add another 20 to that as well. Serena Sundell's on a streak right now, 11 consecutive games when she has scored double digits. Her Bradley Glenn also had a 14 there as well. Gabby Gregory was decent with 13. Gisela Sanchez with 10 there as well. But also Iowa State, which makes it hard matchup. Iowa State in the past handful of years has been always been a tough matchup with K-State on the women's basketball side, right? Addie Brown, Audie Cooks, also each had 20 for the Lady Cyclones. In this one, in the Cyclones, hand K-State their fourth overall loss. And more importantly, a big blow for K-State as far as the conference goes. Big blow for K-State. Third loss for the Cats. And that's going to set them back a little bit there. Oh, look at that. Nice little transit. Nice little remake of with a stat sheet here that I just pulled up there. Yeah, Bradley Glenn, 4-6 on the field. Serena Sundell, 7-12. Ayoka Lee, her return to the court was 8-21 from the field there as well. Also playing the game, Zaina Walker, only 4 points off the bench. Taryn Sides, 2-4 from the field, 1-3 from downtown. She had it 5 as well here. This game was nuts. There in this game, K-State shot 43% from the field, 33% from downtown, 85% from the free throw line, and your winning team, Iowa State, which built a lead there, and then K-State roared back. Okay, there we go. There, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, so, yeah, Crooks Brown, 20 points there. And Hannah Belanger added 8. And also Emily Ryan, who has tortured K-State in the past, had 12 in this basketball game here. Iowa State, 41% from the field and 47% from downtown in this basketball game right there. So Iowa State lit it up from downtown. In this basketball game there, I don't have anything from Jeff Mini at this particular time, but K-State now, we got to check the standings here real quick. Big loss for them. Let's take a look at the standings here real quick. Actually, we're going to stay right. We're going to keep it pretty simple here. Yeah, so K-State now, the loss last in Iowa State, 2 games behind Oklahoma. Oklahoma won their game last night. Texas now slips in there, leads the trio of 10-3 Big 12 conference teams. That's West Virginia and K-State falls that as well. So a critical loss for K-State. Brutal loss last night for them. There's now they'll head home on Saturday. 2-game homestand. They're going to take on UCF in a game, which is the annual Pink game. First 3,000 fans will receive a free Kansas State women's basketball pink t-shirt. This game will be on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus. And of course, early in the year, K-State handled UCF in Orlando. So this is a good bounce back. No disrespect to UCF women's basketball, but this is a good bounce back for them. You have Yoki back. So that's a good sign for this women's basketball team moving forward there. But even a heartbreak crushing loss to this team, again, we're going to find out the resiliency of this women's basketball team at Jeff Mitty here coming up on Saturday, 4 o'clock, back in Bramlage. It's the scheduled tip there on ESPN+. Plus, you can hear the game if you're not going to be at the stadium. Let's see, 1350K, man. And, of course, you can find that on the FM station as well, 102.5. Sunny will have that as well. But, yeah, 96-93. On Valentine's night, K-State women's basketball, of course, was ranked 7th this week. Might take another small hit there as well, but more importantly, the conference, as far as the regular season goes, a huge blow if the chase, the Big 12 champ, the title, regular season title there for them. We'll just have to see what happens come Saturday afternoon. For a Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, you can get it. Wherever podcasts are found, we are free and available whenever we do have a chance to record K-State content. I will, at some point today, get message Alex and see when he wants to do the bonus. It's probably going to have to be this weekend at some point. I don't know. with me, I'm trying to settle into this new routine right now. So, but bear with me, K-State Nation. We'll have Alex back on the show very soon there as well. And also trying to possibly launch a new podcast as well. So, we got a lot going on. But, again, we're on the main channel, iTunes, Spotify. You know where you can find us there. And, of course, once we launch the bonus content of this podcast, you'll find that solely on Podbean. That'll be our extra bonus channel there as well. But that's going to conclude this Thursday episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State. Again, thoughts, prayers, everybody here in Kansas City, here in KC, Eddie Greer here in KC, Alex Lane out there in San Diego, California. You've been listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.